welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. It's a big night again in Michigan for the lottery. Got a press release that the Powerball has climbed to $101 million. There were no jackpot winners on Saturday, so it, like I said, jumps to over $100 million. Tickets are on sale, Powerball tickets till 9:45 this evening. Wednesday night for the 10:59 drawing. I bring up the subject of lottery, and when I saw that, I happened to run into and meet through another friend of mine, a gentleman from the Lansing area who won the lottery recently. Jeff Watson is on the phone with me, who's a lottery winner and a realtor at Coldwell Banker Hubble Briarwood. Good evening, Jeff. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing this evening?
You're probably a little more fine than you were beforehand, except, you know, after meeting you, I'm guessing you've always been just fine. Kind of a cheery fellow.
Yeah, I am. No doubt about that.
And you were among the bunch, when I met you with a friend of mine, you were among the bunch who came up in after the big blizzard, the big storm. You were in the group that came to collect winnings after the storm.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. It was I would have gone through a couple more feet of snow to get down there that day.
Let's back up a minute. Have you played the lottery for years?
Yes. Yeah. Point blank. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I like that. I like the ma'am thing, actually. I'll take that.
Okay.
Do you always play the same numbers? I always ask people that when I hear about these stories.
Well, I have a few numbers I play quite often. My mother's birthday and my own and my father's and, maybe another couple numbers that I try and play now and then, but that's more line of the Keno or numbers where you can pick your numbers. In the raffle that I won, it was a happenstance. It was a give me a number, give me a raffle ticket, and they had a number already printed on it, and it went in sequence. And I actually bought that ticket November 12th.
Wow. And, so this was part of that raffle.
It was part of the raffle. The drawing was supposed to be held January 5th. January 5th, but they needed to sell out, I think, 600,000 tickets, and they fell short of that by January 5th, and they attempted to extend it to the 19th, and I started out that day on a normal day, and however, I did say to myself, actually, I said it out loud to myself, that I was one of those six, I was one of those 12.
Really?
I knew the numbers were going to be drawn that day, and went to work, and I was only working till 1 that day, relieving someone else at work. And about 12:30, I said, I better check my numbers before I leave, because I would have been on the road the rest of the day. And as it turned out, I matched up the second number in the column of the $100,000 winners was a number that looked an awful lot like one on my ticket. And I had to ask another gal in my office if I was seeing this clearly. And she said, oh, you won $20. I go, no, that's how much that ticket cost. I said, what's the number above that? Anyway, I'm sorry to carry on. But
no.
It was kind of an exciting day. And when she you should have seen her look on her face when she, I said, no, it wasn't 20. It's that other number that's a little right up above that.
And I wasn't going to say the number, but you did already. So I imagine she wanted to be a new best friend, didn't she?
Oh, she already is. They're all best friends.
So, absolutely. Now, what does a win like that do? I mean, $100,000 can change things for folks. Does it take some of the pressure off?
Well, it did. Definitely took off some of the pressure, just maybe some credit card debts that we would have been paying on, you know, the minimum or maybe a little extra every now and then. But when you can say goodbye to a debt that you don't want to have anymore, and we've got some student loans outstanding. My wife went to school and got her master's degree, and we've got that to take care of. And my daughter's a senior in college. However, she was on a four-year scholarship for golf.
There you go.
There were some ancillary charges that she needed, or just some living expenses she needed to take out some student loans, and about 15,000 student loans that she took out. And I'll be happy to get her out of college after 4 years with no debt and just with honors, and make her life a little easier when she just gets out of college, because it's hard to get going right out of college. And
Certainly.
No, it's made some changes, but the biggest one is just a couple of bad debts, I guess we'll call them. Any credit card debt's a bad debt. But
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to your wife and your daughter on college. That's astounding. One of the questions my daughter Ashley and Mark are in here, they were saying the question that they thought of was, what was your, if I ever win the lottery thing? You know, like, if I ever win the lotto, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. You know, if you've played the lotto over the years, did you ever have a thought like that?
Well, not necessarily Lamborghini, but I might have said that exact, you know, a nice Lincoln Navigator or...
there you go.
Vehicles is a far thing from my... I would rather pay off the house and buy a nice cottage up north and maybe something in the south to alternate back and forth. But as you might... we've both pointed out that this is... I'm not going to say only, but this is $100,000, and after Uncle Sam took $30,000 of it, and we paid off some debt, and, you know, I won't be buying any cottages or vehicles at this point, but the pressure, the relief of pressure and the ease of smiling, you know.
Absolutely. Well, it's not too late tonight to buy that ticket for the Powerball, so we could still do this. We could still do this, Jeff.
Well, when do I have to buy that by? 7?
By 9:45.
Oh, I can certainly do that. And
there
I
we
will
go.
Go buy a couple tickets.
I'm going to, too.
I have one thing to say about that. You said it's just over $100 million.
Yeah?
I'm thinking, how many more lives would be changed if they could make that $100 millionaire winners instead of one $100 million winner. I would be happy to be one of 100 rather than be the one that won it all. It's just too much for one person.
Well, and that's where some of that lottery curse comes in. We'll have to talk about that on another time. Jeff, I appreciate it so much. It's fun to talk to someone who's won the lottery and who's doing all the right things with it. So I appreciate your time this evening.
I'll see you again someday soon.
I hope so. We'll look for you at the coffee shop.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jeff Watson, who's a lottery winner from the Lansing area, one of the raffle winners. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.